Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. Let's greet each other in Christian love. We welcome you to Main Street United Methodist Church. I'm Lee Robers. I'm congregational nurse here. Mary Lynn has lost her voice, so that is why I am filling in for her. Allergies have been nasty this year for a lot of us. First of all, as far as announcements are concerned, they are all contained in your newsletter. If any of you are not getting your newsletter either by mail or preferably by email, please either call the church office and give us your email address, or you can write it on a piece of paper and stick it in the offering plate as it goes along. Electronic email sure saves us money, but I know a lot of people like to have something in hand, so whatever's your preference, we'd be happy to accommodate you. First of all, tonight, very important, is Main Street's Got Talent and Dessert Auction. It's at 5:30. We have numerous acts, singing, drama, readings, comedy. You name it, we've got it tonight. And come out and support the youth in their fundraiser. There will also be a dessert auction, and I hear Barbara Shelley is going to have a cake there, maybe. I don't know. But there will be a lot of desserts there, so please come and support the youth. Tuesday night is the men's club. It will be at 5:30. They require reservations. If you would, please make note of that. Also coming up, there are going to be two Bible studies that are going to be offered this summer. One is called Outlive Your Life. It will be on Wednesday nights, a six-week study from 6 until 7:30. The cost on that one is $12. Please call the church office and make arrangements for that or reservations, or you can ask questions. Second one will be a women's only, sorry men. This one will be held in homes on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30. We will be rotating in homes. This will be a short six-week study. No Other Gods by Kelly Minter. Several of us had the opportunity to hear her a couple of weeks ago. Quite a dynamic speaker, and so we are privileged to be able to offer a book study that was written by her. Don't forget, Vacation Bible School is going to be June 13th through 17th. It's going to be a really unique experience for everyone. We haven't done one like this before. It's called Hometown Nazareth. We will be introducing the children to what life was like in Jesus's time. We need a lot of volunteers. If you would be so inclined to come and help us, we would be love to have that. Please call the church office and talk with Kathy Kelly. There being no other announcements, let's worship God as the acolytes bring forth the light of Christ.
Please stand for the call to worship. To sing is to open the heart. To sing is to marry spirit and body, and so honor both. To sing is to weep openly. To sing is to offer up fragrant smoke of incense, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the heart of gratitude.
Please, a prayer of confession is found in your bulletin. When we like sheep go astray, our shepherd calls us and we know his voice. Let us confess our sin and return to the shepherd and the guardian of our souls. Merciful God, when we stray from your ways and listen to other voices, you find us and bring us back. Forgive us when we cling to possessions and neglect those in need. Forgive us when we fail to act for the good of all. Forgive us when we hesitate to welcome those from another fold. Help us to stand before you as one flock, healed by Jesus' wounds, and trusting in his name alone. Amen. Let us have a moment of silent reflection as we make our own personal and private confessions to God. God, who is greater than our own conscience, does not condemn us. Jesus himself carried our sins in his body to the tree, so that free from sins, we might live together in love for one another. Number 138. invite you to join with me in praying the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Touch us, O God, through the ministry of melody, through the sounds and senses of song, through the wondrous wonder which fills our souls with heaven, through the spirit which teases our feet to dance and causes our hearts to overflow, that we might be absorbed in the ministry and magic of music, and that in this moment of oneness, our lives will be bonded to each other and to you. Amen.
A reading from the Holy Scriptures. This is the Revelation to John, chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the word of the Lord. Remembering. When we sing holy songs, we take the word into ourselves and once again give it body, once again give it breath. We breathe together. We become conspirators, conspirare, together breathers. When we sing holy songs, God's word breathes in us and again has flesh and presence in the world. And we, shaped by word, formed by music, are joined to the ancient story of God's loving acts in this world. Henry Miller wrote that humans work in the world is to remember, to remember, to remember, to give limbs and body again in this ancient and new story of God's being among us and the sheer holiness of life. Artist John August Swanson's long vertical serigraph titled The Visit portrays in rich jeweled tones the tents of nomadic Israel, each tent, each robe painted with the story, remembering covenant, remembering relationship, all weaving down to an encounter at the foot of the painting, an angel speaking to a young woman. Humans are to remember, the time is drawing nigh. The Song of Innocence. It seems as we grow into adulthood, we grow more opaque, for we have gradually surrounded ourselves with fortress walls, walls to fend off the bullies, the disappointments, the loneliness, the unloving, and we walk about all walled in, separated from the world, bumping about and frightening animals by our lumbering presence. But once we knew how to be transparent. Once we knew how to be vulnerable. We knew how to sit in the dandelions with the butterflies and not frighten. Once we knew the song of innocence. And so Christ comes with his transparent face. Christ comes with his wounded palms and takes us by the hand to show us again the wonder of being transparent, the wonder of being like a child. God's goodness. In 1,000 voices, in 1,000 faces, God's goodness is proclaimed. In mapled hillsides, in dappled shadow, God's goodness is proclaimed. Forest leaves dance, cirrus clouds soar, 1,000 voices of wonder. Can we do less? Full moon lumens, autumn leaves crackle underfoot. 1,000 voices breathing with us, marveling with us, singing with us, wonder. We sing goodness, we gasp, and so inspired, so breathed into, we breathe out praise. Thank you.
Actually, I shouldn't have had them sit down. Would all the children come forward for the children's message, please?
Yeah, if Miss Kelly would hold this for me, that would be great, and I'll try to talk into it. First of all, boys and girls, you did great. Those of you that were singing up here, those of you that played, and all the boys and girls in the audience. I tell you what, in the congregation, if our parents can sing like that, we're going to have some good music coming up. Now, I've got a question for you. Everything that you heard today, why were we able to hear that? Because of God. And what did God give us to be able to hear that with? Ears. And everybody's got ears. That's what's outside of your eyes, on the side of your head. And because of those ears that God gave us, we're able to hear the beautiful music that everyone sang today and played today. When the handbells were playing, they would hit the bells, and the bells would vibrate and make a note. When Miss Joyce plays the organ today, she pushes the key and a little hammer. I won't call it a hammer, but there's something that strikes that note that makes it sound the same way or a different way depending on which way she does it. Now, does anyone know what I've got here? Yes. Clarinet. Everybody hear what she said? This is called a clarinet. And we had the little xylophones and the other things a minute ago playing music. But a clarinet makes very special music if someone knows how to make it make special music. And you see all of these little things that are on the side of this, all these little keys that are around it. Every one of them makes a different sound on the clarinet. But I want to explain to you how it's able to make that sound. First of all, I'm just going to put the clarinet in my mouth. Don't try this at home unless somebody's talked you out. But I'm going to put it in my mouth, and I'm going to play a note. And I'm just not going to push any keys down. All right, that's called, well, y'all don't need to know this, but that's called an open G. But then we just sang Jesus Loves Me. And if we want to play Jesus Loves Me, I have to make all of these fingers work different ways. And I have to blow through the mouthpiece to make it come out. So if I were going to play Jesus Loves Me, I would go. And if I didn't know what I was doing, it would sound like this. That wouldn't be very good, would it? So see the difference in the way we play Jesus Loves Me, the right way and the wrong way. You want to hear that one again? Okay. For example, I don't know, let's think about this. If Rachel's daddy, Mr. Lee, played the clarinet, he might sound like that. Then, if we got Mr. Elmer up in the choir, he would probably sound real good because he knows what he's doing on the clarinet. But Mr. Lee does things that I don't know how to do because God gave us all special skills. So I'm going to play it right one more time. We can do by pushing all of these different keys. Now I've got a real secret to tell you about this clarinet. There's one little piece of wood on it that makes it play. It's hard to believe that God could make this play with this little piece of wood. I'm going to take that little piece of wood off and hold this up for everybody in the congregation to see. You see that little skinny piece of wood? This is called a reed. And a reed is a thin little piece of bamboo that, when it's placed on the clarinet, it vibrates. And vibration's what make us hear. You see, the reed is off of the mouthpiece. Everybody sees where it's off. If I try to play the clarinet, will it play without the reed? You go, you can't make any music, no matter what fingers I push. But when I take this reed and I fit it on the mouthpiece, stick it down behind that little silver piece, and place it right there, and push that reed up to right where it's at the corner of the mouthpiece. See it on the reed, on the clarinet? No. Now what we do, we tighten it up, and then, do you think it's going to sound like Mr. Lee playing? Or do you think it's going to sound like noise? Or things sound like air? Or will it play now? Play. Just like that. See, it's magic. So God gave us ears to be able to hear with. Listen to the birds the next time you're outside. They sing so beautifully at this time of year. And try to think of what sounds good and what doesn't sound good. And maybe one of you boys and girls one day, God gives you the talent to grow up. Maybe you'll play a musical instrument, maybe the piano, the organ, the xylophones, or maybe the trumpet or the violin, all of those things. Or you may be like our beautiful choir members and use their voice to vibrate to make sounds. So when you hear beautiful music from God, remember it's the vibrations that are causing that. I want to thank y'all for being so good this morning. Y'all are wonderful. Thank you so much, okay? That's it.
All right. All the preschoolers can go out for extended session. And Miss Morgan, I think, is over there. There she is.
The Eyes of the Heart, a reading from Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of the heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. With the eyes of the heart enlightened, Saul was blinded by the light. The artist Caravaggio aptly imagines him thrown from his horse, although the animal is not present in the scriptural telling, thrown off his high horse, blinded, and for 3 days in darkness, neither eating nor drinking, undergoing a change of heart. With the eyes of the heart enlightened, Paul traveled through Syria, Asia Minor, Greece, Malta, and Rome, bringing freedom instead of bondage. A single loving God instead of capricious emperors. A hope of mercy instead of terror. A God of justice instead of war. Some legends say he died martyred in Rome. Some say Paul journeyed as far as Spain and died there. Scripture and contemporary accounts are silent. But Paul's good news for the Gentiles, the gospel of a single loving and forgiving God made known in Jesus the Christ, journeyed across Italy, over Gaul, into the land of the Celts, eventually to the New World, turning, transforming, opening eyes, enlightening hearts. God is praised in hope. God is praised in those who do not succumb to sarcasm and despair. Those who find a song in the cold night and the beauty in each day, survive, are not cast down, are not crushed. Suffering is a pregnant night, and hope brings us to the dawn. Hope shines our way through wilderness to the new, the unexpected, the longed for. In hope, we find the beauty of each moment, the song in the night, the possible behind the pain, the dance behind the darkness, the surprise behind the numbing cold, the beloved behind the empty embrace, the coming behind the absence.
Thank you.
How many voices have sung in this place? How many hymns have rung out in this place? How many tears have fallen in this place? How many feet have stepped in this place? How many Lord's prayers have echoed in this place? These walls resonate. These walls vibrate with the wonder of generations. These walls echo with the heartbeats of ancestors and friends. Nothing disappears without a trace in this creation. Love and high aspiration, grief and adoration live in these walls. The heartbeats of generations live in these walls. Their yearning toward God lives in these walls, whispering to us, encouraging us, echoing in us, singing with us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you again for the songs that you have placed within our hearts. The songs that lifts burdens and helps us to carry the weight of the day. for whatever. We thank you, dear God, for those who have written songs in times of stress and in times of victory, all to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the songs placed within our hearts. And we pray for those who, as the song has just mentioned, those who have journeyed long, those saints who have been a part of this fellowship for so long, dear God, that you would touch them this day in their bodies, in their hearts, in their soul. For those maybe who are carrying a burden of unemployment, burdens maybe that have just been cast on them this past week, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege to be the body of Christ, to be your church, to bless and to give and to help wherever we can, and then to trust in you to work within us that which is pleasing in your sight. Thank you again, dear God, for this blessed Hymn Fest today. And for those who serve our land at home and abroad, and those in leadership over our nation and over our church, we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Almighty God, we thank you again for each blessing. Blessings too numerous for us to count. And the privilege to return to you a portion of that which we have been so graciously blessed. Bless these gifts, Almighty God, to the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. Bless those who give and those who chose not to give this day. To all we give glory to you, our Father and coming King. Amen.
Please be seated. Singing the story. We who sing these words together are people of story. When we sing together, we are bards, the story singers, the wisdom keepers, chanting the story as around the sparking fire, singing the story. It's made us a people, singing the wisdom so that the next seven generations can find their way and not be lost, so that the generations yet to come not forget the ancestral foraging grounds, not forget where to shelter from the storm, not forget the way to water. We who sing this story, God's story, together, God's story in Christ together, we are transformed into a community of memory, of future, of a transformed and holy now.
Benediction is a responsive benediction found in your bulletin. Great is the Lord and worthy to all praise.